If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Since been on the way at 4:30, 10 cover songs by rock's biggest bands. But first, time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got me.
But on today's question, what happened with the family? Guys, down in Vegas for my sister's wedding. Most dramatic wedding ever. But this story is about a few days before. 20 years old. Today is the day we need to go get our tuxes from the men's warehouse. All my brother-in-law's relatives are all older than I am. They're drunk and high. So I got to be the driver. No big deal. We get the tuxes. Then we're driving up the Las Vegas Boulevard to get back to the Excalibur Hotel. I'm driving. They're smoking weed and drinking Hennessy in the car. We get to a stoplight, and now it's, Andy, drink this. No, I can't. I'm driving. Soon as we get there, I'll stop being a little bitch and drink this. They're going on and on and on and on. Mind you, I'm a buck 40, 5'5 white guy. My new brother-in-law and his brother and cousins, they're large men from Compton. Drink this now, or I'm getting out of the sunroof and drinking. So I take my swig of Warmass Hennessy on Las Vegas Boulevard at 3 p.m. Good times. A precursor to the wedding drama, I guess. That's from Andy Mack.
Damn.
Oh, I know Andy.
Yeah.
I mean, no offense, but yeah, Andy's kind of a smaller dude. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, like, I'll drink some Hennessy, but man, just taking, just putting back a shot of it just out of nowhere is not pleasant.
In the middle of the day when it's warm and in Vegas.
Yeah.
The heat in Vegas does not, I don't think it allows brown liquor to be a safe call.
Not outdoors, no.
No, anywhere. I think you got to drink vodka. I think you need to drink gin. You could have some tequila. But man, if it's dark and warm and heavy, God, that's just like, you're going to throw up.
It is, but I'm guessing those guys, like sometimes just cultural things too, like those guys aren't going to sit around and put down beers.
Nope.
No.
Ain't going to happen.
Right.
On to the birthdays, which are brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Wait, hang on. I'm on this.
Dip responsibly.
Patolos, could you please wish my dear friend and co-worker Amanda a very happy birthday? Big fan of you guys, and we bonded over talking about your show every day. Tomorrow, by the way, her last day is my co-worker, but she'll be a friend for life. So please give her a barbershop quartet fish sandwich. And oh my God, what the F is that, bro? The angry bagel guy, you're not my father. That would mean a lot to her. Happy birthday, Amanda Panda. Thanks for you guys doing what you always do and stay beautiful. That from the Ginger Midget.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
Oh, my God, what the f*** is that, bro?
You're not God or my father or my boss.
Old Joe is writing to wish a happy 43rd birthday to my husband, Chris. He is a loving husband and a hardworking dad. Love him so much. How about your penis is too small? A fish sandwich and a cut that bitch off. Maybe some green beans. Thanks, guys. That's from Nicole in Arlington.
bitch off. Next call.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Job.
Hello, gentlemen. Today's my dad Tony's 71st birthday. I am so glad he's my dad, and he still kicks butt riding his bicycle long distances without breaking a sweat. Also knows how to appreciate a fine scotch or a red Bordeaux. So, can he get a hippo fart, a Van Halen woohoo, and the captain boasting about how he won the mascot's annual spring bicycle race? Love you, Dad. Rock on. That from Alex and from Melanie. Who's got the Van Halen woohoo?
Oh, you want me to do the woohoo? My bad. Hang on.
Come on, man.
Get you some
do woo-hoo. The woohoo.
I thought you were going to do the woohoo.
You got the woohoo.
Ah, yes.
Well, ahoy there. Woohoo to you, David. Okay, that's enough. Well, speaking to a fellow bike rider, it turns out I did win our annual spring mascot bike race. And it's all the mascots from breakfast cereals, fast food chains, you name it, they were in it. But I did win, not because I'm more athletic or anything. It's just that the other mascots are actually in the butt stuff. So none of them... none of them ride... with seats on the bike, but they all sit down, if you know what I mean. Crunch bears.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mom. A couple extra emails, guys. Road sights. What did you see while driving or in the car? Guys, I was 18 or 19. I was back in town from college, and my mom wanted to go to lunch. On the freeway, a car passed by at a high rate of speed, and the passenger was mooning us out of the window. Not only was he mooning us, he had tucked his hog and satchel between his legs. The largest penis I've ever seen in my life was flapping in the wind. It was remarkable. My mom didn't understand what was going on, and I didn't even try to explain. Thank you, guys, and congrats on 20 years. That from Dan. What else? Childhood scare. Ola Bacholz catching up on the podcast on the Odyssey app. Wanted to drop a quick one about your question about what scared you as a child. Well, I was born in Wisconsin, lived in an apartment after my parents divorced. My brother and I lived with my mother, Kitty Corner, from Regner Park in West Bend. In the wintertime, the city would put these boxes on street corners. They're about 3 feet wide by 3 feet tall and filled them with sand. So one day, I'm about 4 or 5, and my older brother and I were playing in the box about this time of the year because we couldn't cross the street to the park. Just two kids pushing Hot Wheels around and whatnot. I don't remember what I did to my brother, but while in the box later in the day, he closed the lid and then clasped the top on the box.
Oh.
It seemed like hours. That turned to such a longer time. I cried like I couldn't cry anymore. Then I passed out and slept. I remember waking up when the lid opened. It was a fireman who found me and picked me up. My mom was frantic, and my brother was in his room bawling. Turns out it was the next morning.
Oh.
And the police, fire, and neighbors searched for me all night. My brother finally told everyone in the morning where I was. Took me years to get over small spaces and the dark. Thought I'd share. Thanks, guys. That from South Dakota Matt.
Damn.
Okay, coming up, a lot drinking toast with the shot of the day, but first.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Men's Room World Tour, 20th Anniversary Edition, stop number 3 this Saturday at Muckleshoot Casino.
Yeah, man.
It's a free show starting at 2 o'clock with the Reunited New Originals, a well-known cover band, so to speak, in the area.
Yeah.
How long is the set? Are you guys doing two or three different...
It's going to be 3 different sets, as I understand it. We'll do a set of 5. Followed by another set of 5, followed by the coup d'etat, the final 2 songs.
Who picks
songs?
Who picks
the songs?
That's
how it's breaking down.
Yeah, baby.
That is my understanding, bro.
All right.
You get to think about it all day, Ted. Allowed your voices.
Let's just say what it is, all right. A lot of the reason the band has stayed broken up is Mike and I.
Yeah.
All right. Like obviously. Ten. Other people play instruments. We're the singers. We each sing a song. We dominate.
You got the Eagles.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is what
disease.
It is.
Yeah. LSD, lead singer's disease.
Yeah. What's you were freaking eyeballing me way too much last night. You know the rules when I sing. Nobody look at me. Only the audience. But yes, Mike and I, we're going to bring the fire at the end of it.
It's an absolutely free show. The show starts at 2. Hopefully you'll be able to stop by, get some Men's Room IPA, and haven't tried the 20th anniversary lager. We'll have that as well. The sausages and the sausage station that they do at Muckleshoot Casino.
Oh, yeah.
It is awesome. If you've never tried the brats, the Men's Room brats from Uli, we'll also have the Men's Room roasted red salsa there from San Juan Salsa Company. And all those products benefit our friends at the Fisher House.
Yeah.
So you're giving back to a great charity while you join us for an absolutely free show at 2 o'clock. Now, as the New Originals are a cover band, today we're in the world of covers, and we have 10 cover songs by rock's biggest bands. Now, these are not the most popular covers in the world. We've taken most of these out of the equation simply because they're too easy to figure out who the artist is or what the cover is. As far as covers go, what are some of your guys' favorite versions of cover songs in your lifetime?
I mean, Ted nailed it earlier with All Along the Watchtower, and much like Ted, I was much later in life before I realized it was a Bob Dylan tune, so I made it a point, well, let me listen to Dylan's tune. They're not even the same song at that point. No. And Dylan even said it's a Jimi Hendrix song now.
Yeah.
Right?
Growing up, I like Blinded by the Light from Manfred Mann's Earth Band.
I never realized that was a cover.
That's a cover?
Yeah. It is, but they do a different version than Springsteen. So I appreciate when someone takes a song.
Right. It makes it their own.
Yeah, it makes it their own.
Didn't he not like their version?
I would imagine no.
Yeah, but the thing, it's a great, it's a very good song. So, I mean, look, even if you're an artist and someone does your song better than you, it might hit your ego a little bit, but still credit. Like, man, that's a great song.
Been a minute since we played it. Bad Wolves version of Zombie from the Cranberries.
Yeah, they do a pretty good job on that.
I like that one. I think it's a good one. I think maybe you should have been a little easier on David Draymond then.
What? Look, man.
Now you're giving people credit for making it their own.
I did not say he did a bad job. I just said if you're going to brag that you have the number one rock song, it's like, well... Yeah, it's just, it's not yours. That's all. I mean, look, congratulations to him, but it has to be kind of weird. Like, hey, our first number one charting song, we didn't write it.
No.
Yeah.
What's, Miles, what's the one we love? Cake. They cover I Will Survive.
Oh. They do a great job with that version.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great covers out there. So today, these are not, you know some of these covers for sure. We're either going to try to guess the band that's playing the cover or the original artist.
Okay.
And see if we can figure out who is who on this.
Is this a contest?
Well, it's not necessarily a contest.
Are you feeling competitive?
If you want it to be?
Then yes.
All right, game on.
Here we go.
Okay. All right. Mike knows all the answers. So
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Coming up here at 5:08, we'll drink a toast for the shout of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. New survey results show that young French women are having loads of sex again.
I saw that.
Good for them.
Booking a trip to France.
Exactly. I don't know what stymied it. I didn't look into it all that much. I just know that, like, it's happening over there. So, for whatever it is, the pheromones are going on, and
that means they want to get laid.
The birds are in the air, the bees are out there as well. And
yeah, it is that easy.
That's right.
They want to have sex.
It is springtime in France.
And they can always find volunteers. And a whole lot of math that goes into this.
That's right. Scientists have developed a gum that apparently traps flu and herpes viruses.
Ooh. Don't put that on the gum wall. Flu shot. My ass.
Yeah.
The whole idea is to keep transmissions down there. So I don't.
But is
like,
it just in your mouth?
How did you get rid of it? How did you get rid of it? Hubba bubba.
That would be kind of awesome.
Hubba bubba herpy.
Yeah, really. Herpy gone, hubba bubba.
Herpy gone, hubba
bubba. I don't think it gets rid of it. I think it just captures it so that it can't spread.
Herpa burpa.
But that still says that you're going to end up having to like make out with some chick while you're chewing gum.
What if you have genital herpes?
That's right.
You're going to have someone else hook you up on that. if you have oral. Oh, I get it. But if not, you're going to need an assistant.
Right.
Maybe that's why they introduced it.
Here, baby, I'll take care of that.
Let me just throw some gum on there.
Just give me a sucker.
Hang on. I'll
be right back.
I got to lube it up. You got to activate
I'll
it.
Be right back.
I need to have this gum here like a chaw while I'm getting after it.
He spit on it. Now he has his own podcast.
Yeah. And crypto.
Oh, God. There's a new Yahoo article that claims most people are using the term ironic wrong.
No kidding.
Isn't that ironic?
He basically used it as... It's the same with like the word literally, how people just use that wrong
for
all
everything,
the time.
Yeah.
And
I was ironically, literally starving.
No, you literally, I get, though, because people just... Not saying they should, but they just say it.
Yeah.
They do.
But ironic seems kind of...
Yeah, it is.
And there's only one way to use it.
Like, he even had an example of his buddy that did something, and it was just completely wrong. It was, you know, he forgot his sunglasses in the car. How ironic on such a sunny day. It's like, no, that's just unfortunate.
That's funny. When Alanis Morissette put out the song Ironic, somebody broke it down. Said, this is a series of coincidences.
Right. He brought
she
that up,
She has not
too.
Pointed out one irony in the song.
Right. There's one that's like a mild irony, but nothing else.
So what I said to my cousin a few weeks ago, I said, ironically, we had to go to a separate liquor store to get the NA beers. Or is that not ironic?
I think that counts as irony.
Yeah.
Because you had to go to a liquor store to get a non-alcoholic beverage.
Right, because we had to go to a separate liquor store to get the NA beers.
Right.
Right. That does not have alcohol. So it's using words to convey the opposite of their literal meaning.
But could it also be like, okay, a potato farmer chokes some guys on a french fry?
I believe that is irony.
Yes.
Or no, actually, that might be coincidental. That's coincidental and unfortunate.
Yes, it is unfortunate.
There's no irony in there.
No,
there's no irony. No.
Which I agree with you, Miles. Okay, like, there should be some irony. The guy's a doggone potato farmer. Like, he's made his livelihood off
because
potatoes.
Because we're changing the definition, but by definition, it is not ironic at all.
Right. I see. Okay, so I'm using it wrong there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Irony would be like an oxymoron, like jumbo shrimp. That's an ironic name.
Okay.
If you're saying jumbo, that describes something big, and shrimp, even though it's an animal, describes something small. Right?
Okay. Like, I was agreeing with him for a little while there, then after, honestly, as I was going through, it's like, all right, you're being a little bit persnickety about irony.
I think I literally have been using ironic wrong.
Literally, you have.
Your buddy who runs the Big and Tall store, or used to, is that irony?
Okay, so.
Because he's not big or tall.
So he is the manager of a Big and Tall in Orlando, Florida, okay? He is 5'4".
I'm about to say, is he?
Because when he told me, I hadn't seen him in years. I'm like, what do you do now? And he's like, man, I don't even want to tell you. I'm like, what? And he's like, I'm the manager of a Big and Tall. And I laughed for like 20 minutes because brother's always been the tiny guy. Right. He's built like a brick ass house.
Right.
But still, he can fit in children's clothes. Right. So he's 5'4", but is the manager of the Big and Tall. And he said when big ass customers come in and they have a question that goes beyond the sales floor and they're like, hey, let me just see the manager. And he's like, when I walk out, they think they're like, I'm punked or something, you know? He's like, it sucks, dude. You're talking to some guy who's 6'8", 320, right, wants to know about something, you know? And he's like, my little ass walks out there, and they're like, come on.
It's like, man, walking into a gym, and then the receptionist wheels their chair around, and they're 400 pounds.
Right. Or a boxer with no arms. Like, But he's undefeated.
He's undefeated. Nobody will go against him. Research is...
And I hate to say this, but I'm kind of with Miles. I do find it ironic sometimes when I go to the doctors. And some of the people that work in the office, it's like, does the doctor never ask you?
Right. Did they never check up on you, bud?
Yeah.
You remember the building we used to work in, right? Okay. In the fourth and fifth floor, they were not doctors, but right. They worked basically in billing or whatever for a major medical institution. Every single one of them is going to die prematurely.
Yes.
I mean, just looked at them like, wait, I'm talking to you about my medical stuff. Okay.
You need to get checked out.
Yeah. You got everything.
Right. Steve, do you know what week we're celebrating here, my friend?
No, but tell him, Mike.
Ted, you're getting close. What are you thinking?
Now, next week would be Holy Week.
No,
next week is Weed Week.
Uh-oh. That's right.
Nothing can go wrong there. Yeah. But no, this is Be Kind to Spiders Week.
No.
The Mint's
Top
10.
The Mint's Top 10 facts about spiders for curious grown-ups or scared to death big babies like Steve the Thrill Hill.
Goddamn right.
Here's my take on this dandy little children's song. The itsy bitsy spider climbed up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Out came the sun and dried up all the rain. And the itsy bitsy spider got beaten to death with a 2x4 scooped up, tossed in an old coffee can, doused with lighter fluid, and set on fire while I screamed, "Burn in hell, spawn of Satan!"
Is he just watching nature stuff? Yesterday, beavers, today, spiders.
He's on a Nat Geo kick right now.
Right. So these are
you should know how to catch smuggler.
Damn right.
I watch that one all the time. Catch smuggler.
Peru. You guys can talk about it. Peru. They got smugglers in Peru?
Actually, it's one of the busiest drug trafficked airports in the world.
All right, but you know,
I've watched the show.
You know who's not trafficking drugs? Spiders. We got some fun spider facts for you. A few arachnids have social networks.
Oh, good. That's even better.
Yeah, it's called a web.
Most of these creepy...
World Wide Web, hey.
Most of these creepy crawlies prefer to live and hunt alone, but social spiders live in large colonies and work together to weave webs, which they share to catch their prey.
Brother, that is a guaranteed burning on my part.
Yeah.
One spider, you get the shoe. If I realize there's a colony of spiders, you will die a merciless death.
We've got in our little porch awning area, there is a little spider mama with her little egg sac that's been there throughout the entirety of winter. We were scared that she died there for a minute. But now that sac is starting to thin out, we can see little itty bitty white dots in there. And I told my wife, I was like, we need to get rid of that like now.
That needs to burn.
It's about to pop.
I can deal with them outside. It's once they get in my house, it's like you're going to die.
Good news, Steve. There are vegetarian species of spiders.
Boy, it's a shame I have to kill them.
Meet the Bagheera Kipling jumping spider.
Yeah, it annoys all the other spiders.
I think granddaddy long legs as well.
But that's not actually a spider.
Oh, look at this little guy. He's a little vegetarian. Little vegetarian spider.
Okay, what comes out of you when I smash you with my shoe? I'm killing a healthy spider.
I'm killing a health spider. Spiders like a liquid lunch. Despite their fearsome venom, large fangs, and powerful jaws, spiders use enzymes to help liquefy their food before they eat it.
And think about that. Yeah. I'm going to bite you, but I'm going to eat you later.
This is going to shock you, but some arachnids are dangerous. The most dangerous spiders to humans are the... Do you have any idea there, Steve?
I mean, I guess the Black Widow. I know it's not the top.
They go with the Goliath Bird Eater.
Okay, it's in the name.
Well, that's in the name.
The Brazilian Wandering.
It has no hair.
It's an absolute
a naked spider, yeah, with a great ass.
And then the Banana Spider. I think those are the big-ass sons of bitches that you see in actually the bunches of bananas there.
I'm going to hate this, but I'm going to Google it.
Yes, you are. Hang on. I'm going to Google it for you, and I'm going to show you this bad boy. Oh, yeah. Never mind. You don't see that guy in a thing of bananas. Oh. It's just a big, gross yellow spider.
Brother, it does not matter. If I see that, it is dying.
God bless it. No, I'm okay. Be nice to spiders. Jesus. I'll be nice by letting him be all the way the hell over there. What's the one that's like parachuting in over on the East Coast?
Oh, that's, aren't they invasive?
Like an Asian spider or something like that?
Yeah, like they make their web and basically the wind snatches up the web and they just kind of go where the wind blows them like, what are the little seeds every spring?
Like the dandelion seeds?
Yeah, basically like that. So the wind picks them up and they just kind of go, that is not okay.
No. No, it's not.
That is not okay.
Show up.
For Be Nice to Spiders Week, we're covering some spider facts.
Spiders have amazing senses. That's why there's a superhero named after one. Although they have 8 eyes, most spiders have poor eyesight.
Right, you got all those eyes that can't see.
I know, right? Instead, they rely on their incredible hearing, taste, and smell. They use the hairs on their legs like an extra pair of ears to pick up vibrations and understand how close or far away an object is. Spiders use scent and taste to communicate with other spiders. A male black widow can even tell if a female black widow is hungry by smelling and tasting the chemicals in her web.
Damn.
Oh. Huh. So do they stick around then? Because, like, they make the web and then they just chill out for a while. Do they smell like...
She was hungry when she made this part.
Let's be honest, though.
Is that like everybody in here has either been married or... I've never been married, but I've had long-term girlfriends. Like, you can tell when they're hungry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I'm not spider's not getting all this credit.
I don't think it's any different.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I could just sense she's hungry or angry.
That's where me and the spider, we commiserate. Like, all right, brother, I feel you on that.
It's the chemicals on her web. No, she's angry cleaning the damn thing.
Yeah.
I just don't know why I'm so worked up.
Right? What's the last time you ate?
That's right.
I'm dead serious.
Hell yes!
And
yes.
Some people just eat, and to their credit, they eat on such a routine.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, one girl I knew, I'd just be like, has it been longer than 5 hours? Like, let's get you a snack.
My wife will call me out because she is very happy and she's in a great mood, and I'll say, what do you feel like eating? She says, oh, you don't want me to crash? No, I don't want you to crash. We're having a great time right now, and that's about to be ruined because I know you're almost hungry.
Yeah.
You are lightest before the dark.
Here it comes.
Can I say what, Mike? I've gotten to the age where I disagree with, I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just women anymore.
That's not it even anymore, Ted. Like, yeah. What do you want? Like, I can find anything. They don't know what they want.
I'm just saying. You suggest, I don't know, vegan? Sure. Let's go.
Do it.
I don't know what I want. Okay, well, let's go over here. I don't want that. No.
Okay. Why don't you tell me what you want?
Exactly. I don't know what I want. Well, think about it for the next 6 hours.
Breaking it up.
Because you're going to get angry. Some spiders are critically endangered, much to the chagrin of our own speaker.
Yeah.
One of the rarest and most beautiful spiders in the world is the peacock parachute spider. Because of its gorgeous blue color, it's also known as the Guti sapphire. It's found in only one place in the world, a single patch of forest near Guti in West Bengal, India.
I'm not going there.
Sadly, its survival is at risk because of tree felling. Oh, no.
Maybe that's why.
Oh, no.
I mean, normally I'm not for tree felling.
Cut down the trees! The spiders are down our trees.
Like, where are those places where there's fields that are just coated with spider web?
Oh, I've seen those pictures, man. Where is
those that? Are disgusting.
Yes. It's crazy.
There's a special name for fear of spiders.
Arachnophobia?
Exactly.
Yeah, thank all you, right, movie, this for letting everyone know.
This is some children facts here.
And Thrill's right. If it wasn't for the movie, we wouldn't all know that.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, the movie basically educated 100% of people.
I'm going to save that one for the last one here. Spiders like to dance. Many species of spider use dances to intimidate.
Get the freak on. Get the freak on. That's what all the glow sticks are.
Put your 8 legs in the air. Wave them like you just don't care.
Not a lot of spiders in song.
No, there's not.
No, not
spiders from Mars.
Dance, spiders.
Steve,
dance.
Did you know that there are 25 tons of spiders living on Earth at any given moment?
I did know that.
There are more than 47,000 species of spiders worldwide, 670 of which are found in Britain. Altogether, they eat between 400 and 800 tons of insects each year. Small spiders like the woodhouse spider eat insects. The biggest spider in the world is the Goliath bird-eating spider. As their name suggests, they feed on birds, but also enjoys a mouse snack. That should terrify you. Have you guys seen the video of the spider that's it's in like an outhouse or something like that, and it's actually carrying a snake?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, good for the spider.
I know you don't like snakes, but a spider that took the bitch down, like, no. It's like tied up in the web, like he's noosing that thing and like hauling it off. Like, oh, look at my haul, baby.
I just pulled up the Goliath bird eater. That is
massive.
That is a big spider. They say those big ass ones in Australia. What are they? The
huntsman.
Yeah. They're like, oh, dude, they're not dangerous. I'm like, I understand that. But it is massive and it's on your ceiling. Like, I could not go to sleep like that.
The Goliath bird eater is kind of like your textbook tarantula. Like, if you think tarantula, that's your guy. Other than the fact that it's not as hairy. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then I'm going to leave you with this last spider fact.
Spider fact.
Steve is never going to this place. Spiders are lucky, you see.
Why?
In Bengal, small spiders are thrown as confetti.
What?
In Egypt, spiders are placed in newlyweds' beds for good fortune. Finding a money spider on your clothes is considered lucky all around the world.
You know why they came up with that? Some kid freaked out. No, it's good luck. It's good luck.
Like the bird that pooped
He's
on
him. He's about to get his ass beat. No, it's good luck, Ma.
Relax, Billy. That big-ass spider on you, it's good luck. Just chill out.
A woman in the UK was met by police when her plane landed, but you won't believe why, Miles.
Why was that?
I'll tell you at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are counted at 5:50 in the meantime. Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink test. Can Steve and throw a hill to find out who we're toasting?
Yes, indeed, and today's shot is brought to you by our friends at Black Raven Brewing, proud brewers of Men's Room IPA and the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager. I had a different shot of the day originally, but I came across the story. So today, we are toasting only identified as Emily and Nathan of somewhere in Australia. All right, so I don't know what they do for a living, but they work together in an office, and they're having an office romance. The thing is, they wanted to keep this away from the coworkers for all the reasons you'd imagine, right? So the coworkers for a couple of years had no idea that the two were together. But as things are now, every once in a while, you have a Zoom meeting. Now, they were savvy enough to go into separate rooms to do the Zoom meeting. Therefore, the background was entirely different. However, during the Zoom meeting that they both needed to attend, their colleagues realized that something was up. You see, again, they stayed in two separate rooms while on the call, cautious not to draw attention to themselves. However, their Australian Shepherd Corgi Mix dog had other plans. So as Emily is talking, the Corgi Mix shows up on her screen, and all the coworkers have a good chuckle, but because she is doing work, she didn't give the dog the attention that the dog needed. So they watch the dog run out of the room. And then it shows up on Nathan's screen because it wants to get attention from Nathan, and the coworkers started to piece together. We're pretty sure that's the same dog because the dog has very distinct markings. And in that moment, the office romance was revealed to the rest of the coworkers. Damn. They haven't had any backlash about it, but they just made the point that we've been keeping it quiet for years, ma'am. And this damn dog, because I would not pet it because I'm trying to do work, decided to go find Nathan and run up on his lap. And everyone's like, wait a minute, man. That's the exact same dog. Yeah, that's how they got
it. Especially to happen that quickly.
Oh, that's how they said everyone pieced it together because they could watch. Everyone kind of chuckled. And they see the dog not quite run, but you know that excited trot the dogs do. And that exact same trot and that exact same dog with the exact same marking shows up at, quote unquote, Nathan's house looking for attention from him. So now it's been revealed. Good boy. Good boy. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because
we think it's yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Let's get a contestant online for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.